Hello, you're welcome to the day 4 of the 21 days of activating God's blessing over your life. And this journey is a 21 days of proclamation where we begin to alter the event of things, the circumstance of things over our lives by the words we speak. And today I'm excited to come back to you because we have initiated a reaction that is happening in our favor to cause things to happen in our favor. All right, so and remember, I always want to expose the scriptures to you as it regards how powerful the words we speak are. Jesus in John chapter 6 and verse 63 says, "The flesh profits nothing, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." The words of Jesus to everyone around him as we are spirit and life. This meant that Jesus only spoke the things that he meant and meant all that he spoke, such that everything that he said carried power, carried life, carried such divine energy to produce whatever it talks about. And we must understand that as new creation believers, we have been brought into that realm where whatever we speak carries such forceful power, carries such life that it creates everything it talks about in reality. If we understand this, then we must evaluate whatsoever words we must let come out of our lips, because indeed we will have whatsoever we say. If our words are spirit, if they are life, that means it can create whatever has been spoken from our lips. So there is a consciousness we must develop, consciousness we must have as every believer concerning our words. We must exercise control over the ruler of our tongues, so that we not say words, whether it is by jesting or jokingly, and say we don't mean those words, and then at the end of the day those words goes ahead to hurt the people around us, our loved ones or our friends. No, we must be intentional about speaking forth only words of life and not words of death. And today what we're going to be declaring is God's blessing over the work of our hands. He says, "I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers." So it is the desire of the Lord that we dwell in absolute prosperity. And today we are declaring over our lives, over the works of our hands, that the blessings of the Lord will be made manifest on it. Glory be to God. Say with me, "Thank you, Lord Jesus, because I am the blessed of the Lord. I am blessed of the Lord. Oh, I am of the stock of the root of Abraham, and the blessings of Abraham are mine. I do not struggle in everything that I do. The work of my hands are blessed. I am fruitful in the field. I am fruitful in the vine. I am fruitful in everything that I do. My business prospers. My ministry prospers. My career prospers. All that I set my hand to do prospers. No death around me. In the name of Jesus, I decree over all that I do for bountiful harvest. Bountiful harvest. Mega harvest. In the name of Jesus, I will eat the fruit of my labor. In the name of Jesus, as I step out daily, doors of favor, doors of opportunities are opened unto me to advance the cause of my enterprise. In the name of Jesus, everywhere I set my foot upon, oh Rabatelia Toza Bradada Deha, say with me, everywhere that I set my feet upon is already mine. In the name of Jesus, all the helps that I need to advance the progress of the work of my hands are provided me. In the name of Jesus, I can never be stranded. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. I pray for you this morning that as you set out to go on ahead with your business, with your enterprise, with your career, the favor of the Lord will rest upon you. The blessing of the Lord will be magnificently seen upon you. You will not struggle anymore in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. Once again, I want to say thank you for being practically involved in this journey. Continue to listen to these 21 days of activation and also endeavor to share this across all platforms. God bless you. I am Elijah Elvis Craftsman, your host and anchor for Activate Today. Do have a beautiful day.